Great to be joined by Wayne Wellingford now, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau. Wayne always highlights what his week was like and what the week was like there at the legislature, and Wayne, what were some of the high points of your week this past week?
Well, this was a very important highlight this week for the state of Missouri because our governor, Eric Greitens, signed Missouri to become the 28th state to become a right-to-work state. So we've joined some that have done it recently, Indiana in 2012, along with Michigan, and then Wisconsin in 2015, and West Virginia in 2016, and Kentucky just this January, and now us in February. And ironically, there's only one state that surrounds Missouri that's not right to work, and that's Illinois. All the other seven of those eight states that surround us are right to work. And this is something that I've been studying for the past 4 years, and I looked closely at data regarding economic development and job growth. And I'd received a letter from my constituent, and I love receiving letters from my constituents. This was a handwritten letter, and I read every one of them. And my constituent said that the right-to-work laws would drive down wages, and it would make harder for working families to find jobs. And he said that worker rights in right-to-work states earn lower wages. And now, if any of that was true, that would be definitely a reason not to vote for right-to-work and change our current labor laws. So I studied very carefully what was happening in the right-to-work states, because my ultimate goal is to make Missouri more appealing to businesses and seeking to create jobs and invest in new or existing facilities, because, you know, quite frankly, more economic development means more jobs and higher wages. But looking through his concerns, the data showed something different. The data showed that Missouri's being left behind by our right-to-work neighbors, and the right-to-work states have shown a 42.6% gain in employment, where the non-right-to-work states gained only 18.8%. But I found out that was even worse for Missouri, because we lagged behind every Midwestern state economically, because our states had a 1.6% decline in private sector payroll over that same 10 period. And right-to-work states created jobs 2.5 times faster, and states without right-to-work had 1.3% lower right-to-work. So, or non-right-to-work states had 1.3% lower unemployment rates. So it didn't make it harder for working families to find jobs. And manufacturing was very important for Missouri. I really looked at that, because if you have strong manufacturing jobs, you have a strong middle class and higher wages. And according to the Center for Business and Economic Research, found that the top states for new manufacturing jobs are right-to-work states. So when it comes to new manufacturing jobs, our lack of a right-to-work law kept us from even being on the list that other manufacturers are considering.
Have you actually, I'm sorry, Wayne, have you actually heard from potential employers that have said, if you become a right-to-work state, we will come and open a business in your state?
Well, we've had people that have looked at Missouri and said, you know, you're not right-to-work, so we're not going to locate there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say someone's just waiting to cross the border. I'm just saying we weren't even on the list.
Yeah, it was a disqualifier then, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, he said that they earn lower wages, and I don't want lower wages for, you know, any of our hardworking Missourians. And that's a true statement. If you look at right-to-work states, they earn lower wages. On the surface, that's true. But the statistics they're using uses the higher cost states like California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York. And I lived in three of those states, California, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, where the cost of living is just atrocious. And so you have to really compare apples to apples. we can't compare cost of living in California with cost of living here in Missouri. And when you do compare that, you find out the personal, the per capita personal income is 4.1% higher in right-to-work states.
I know that you've got a meeting coming up with the lieutenant governor today. What's that concerning?
Well, I'm very excited because we're going to be touring some of the industry here in Perryville. I'm in Perryville, Missouri. We're going to tour the Glister Mare Lee plant, and they make a lot of mixed plant products, cereal, popcorn, baking mixes, and they employ a lot of people. They have a 40,000 square foot facility for just their truck garage, because you see them all over the highway, and 185,000 square foot facility to make ready-to-eat breakfast cereals. So it's really important to this district. And after that, we're going to go to TG, Toyota Gosi, and tour that plant. And they manufacture and sell automobile components like weather stripping and functional components and interior, exterior parts and safety parts. And then we're going to tour the Rankin Technical College and then go to Robinson Construction. They do a lot of plumbing and heating business and leading design, building, construction industry. So it's going to be a pretty good day.
Yeah, a busy day. You know, I know that you're, as a veteran, you're always very concerned with veterans' issues as well. There's a luncheon in Perryville today where they are trying to put together some ideas to have a Vietnam Memorial Wall there in Perryville.
Exactly, and at 1:25 this afternoon, we're going to travel over there and see where that full-scale memorial wall might go.
Oh, great. You got it all covered, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Well, Wayne, thanks for your time, and we look forward to checking back in with you next week.
Great. Looking forward to it. Take care.
You betcha. Wayne Walling for joining us on this legislative report right here on Regional Radio.